Hi, I'm an automated calling assistant recording this call for the person you're trying to reach. Can I ask what you're calling about?
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions.
May I ask who's calling?
Oh, we're from an independent research company, Opinion Research.
Thanks. Connecting you now.
Hello?
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
In that case, what is your race? Are you white,
Caucasian.
Black, or African? Thank you.
Caucasian.
And are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up and prevent people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote?
Extremely likely to vote.
Okay. The options that we have is almost certain and probably.
No, certain. Almost certain.
Thank you. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
Vote early in person.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you are just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
9.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of that person or groups, please just indicate me. Now, the first one is in the Columbus City Council.
5, unsure.
Thank you. Andrew Ginther?
5, unsure, because I don't remember who he's up against.
Okay. Shannon Harding?
Same thing. 5, unsure. I haven't done my research yet. And as somebody who is well-educated and used to be a news director on a radio station, I educate myself before voting. Unfortunately, most of the people, I haven't done my research yet, and I want to research how they vote. I want to research what they say and how they act, and that's how I plan my voting, and I haven't done that yet.
Oh, okay. Well, we just want to know your opinion as it stands right now. It doesn't have
to be. Okay, then for all of the people, all of the people, it's going to be a 5, unsure.
Okay. But unfortunately, I cannot choose for you, so we will go one by one and you tell me.
Okay. Yes. All right,
now,
5.
Adrian Hood?
5.
Farhan Chin?
Because this is still 0 to 10, right?
Yes, yes.
And, okay, so yeah, 5.
Emmanuel Remy?
5.
Louis Hill?
5.
Nancy Deokauer?
5.
Joseph Motil?
5.
Nick Bankston?
5.
Thank you very much. Next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. thinking about the Columbus sure. City Council. Which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? Would it be, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
I would probably plan to rehire the same people so they can continue the work that they are doing.
Thank you. And if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motel or Andrew Ginther?
I don't know.
Okay. But if you had to choose, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motel?
I don't know anything okay. about Joe, but if he is any good and he has a good reputation and he has voted for his constituents in the past, then I would mm-hmm. lean toward him.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankston?
I haven't done the research over either one of them, and neither of those names have any feeling to me, so I don't know either way.
Okay, that's fine. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
The same thing. I haven't done the research yet.
Okay.
You called me too early.
Okay, that's fine.
You needed to call me after the weekend.
Oh.
Because I do all my research the weekend before.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. But we just want to know, you know, a preliminary, a projection, if you will.
Yeah, sorry. I'm not going to help you much with the projection.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Hill or Nancy Dayakower?
Yeah, same thing. I have no idea yet.
Oh, thank you. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the city council, that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at rate not exceeding 3 mils for current operating expenses and a rate not exceeding 4.7 mils for general permanent improvements. At a collective rate not exceeding 7.7 mils for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of accountant's auditor's appraised value. For a continuing period of time, yes?
Yeah, this is for Franklin County?
This
for
is for
Columbus School?
Columbus City School District, yeah.
Yes, I am not in Franklin County. And I don't vote for the school.
Oh, okay. But if you had to choose, would you vote yes to approve it or no to reject this measure?
I 99% of the time vote for the school levies.
Okay.
So if I were in Columbus and if I were able to vote for Columbus schools, I would vote for it. But I'm not in Columbus and my vote would not count for Columbus City Schools because I am not in Franklin County and I'm not in the Columbus City School District.
Okay. So that would lean towards yes?
Yes. Okay. But my vote doesn't count for the survey for that.
That's fine. We're doing the whole area, you know.
Okay.
That's fine. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I consider myself independent.
Thank you.
And I tend to vote for both parties.
Oh, well, that was the next question. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party?
That's a toughie because I am very moderate, and I tend to vote both parties. In the primaries, I vote Republican because the Delaware County is majority Republican, and I want a say in who I'm going to be governed by. But on issues, I tend to vote more Democratic because I believe in supporting people who are less fortunate than myself. So I don't consider myself a Democrat, but I do tend to vote more Democratic. But in the primaries, I tend to vote more Republican. So it just kind of, I'm extremely moderate. I'm an independent. Yes.
Because the question was, and do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither? Those are the options.
I guess I would, I can't say both.
No, it doesn't say both.
I guess in this case, I would probably lean more Democratic, even though I call myself a Republican in the primary. I believe in issues. I tend to vote more Democratic.
Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed? Excuse me?
Happily married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You can put a little smiley face next to that. I married my soulmate.
Oh, wow. Congratulations again. Now, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I am. Proud of her, too.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
Oh, I was able to vote.
Okay, and
I voted Democratic.
Okay, thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Probably $75,000.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, and with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day. You've been very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you have a wonderful time, and I hope that you're able to fulfill the number of people that you need to fulfill your quota. And sorry I wasn't very much help.
Oh, don't worry. Thank you very much anyway. Have a wonderful
day.
Thank
you, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.